This weekend we celebrate All Saints Day and All Souls Day. Yesterday morning we celebrated All Saints Day, and today it's All Souls. And this is a great opportunity to look at our lives and see where are we at and where do we want to be? Because both of those are focused on the end game, about what is the most important thing, and that is eternal life. Now, All Saints Day is a great feast because it's looking at the fact that we're all called to be saints. And we look at these people who all lived out this life of holiness, and even if they weren't canonized because maybe nobody knew about them or they didn't see the holiness that was in their lives, they were called to that greatness. The thing about that, though, is it's not like we've got those who are called to be saints in the church and then the rest of us slobs. There's not a A team and, the rest of the people we have to put up with. God calls each of us to be a saint. Each one of you, by your baptism, has been called to be a saint. Pope Benedict XVI put it this way: the world offers you comfort, but you were not made for comfort. You were made for greatness. Do you believe that? Do you believe that you were made for greatness? Father, if you knew how I was, I'm not so sure. Each one of us, though, each one of us is made for greatness. And that's why we celebrated All Saints Day, that each one of us is called to that holiness of life, called to be saints. But then there's the way we usually live. Most of us, unfortunately, don't take up that call. Most of us don't follow that call to greatness, to sanctity, to holiness, to be saints. Not because God doesn't provide the grace. If God is calling us, He gives us the opportunity. Every single one of us can be a saint. We got a nice statue of St. Patrick over there. We've got Mama Mary over here. We've got St. Joseph over there. Someday, maybe it could be your statue in this church. Yeah. Oh, I remember them. They were here back way back when. We're all called to be there. But God has a plan B. For those of us who, yes, we love God, we're friends with Him, but we don't necessarily follow the call to sanctity, to holiness. We don't necessarily follow that call to become the best version of ourselves. And so we get caught in the mire of sins, caught in the addiction and the trappings and the habits of our sins. You know, the seven pallbearers of the soul, the seven deadly sins that we fall into so easily. In case you don't remember the seven deadly sins, if you've ever seen Gilligan's Island, you'll be able to remember them from now on. What? Hopefully you've heard of Gilligan's Island, some of you young ones out there. You've got Gilligan, sloth, the skipper to gluttony, the millionaire, greed, and his wife, vanity or pride, the movie star, lust, the professor, he's always angry at Gilligan, anger, and Marianne, envy, she's always envious of Ginger. Here on Gilligan's Isle. And some of you are saying, Father, don't give up your day job. My brothers and sisters, this is my day job. But we are called to look at these areas of our lives and say, are these holding us back? What are the areas of these sins that are holding us back, that we are attached to, that we're habitually into, that we're addicted to, whatever it may be, that are holding us back from true holiness? And God is saying, cut those out. Whether it be gluttony or sloth, or greed or pride. Maybe it's struggling with lust. Maybe it's struggling with envy. Maybe it's anger that's our biggest problem. The beautiful thing is, because God has a plan B, even if we die with these sins on our souls, even if we die attached to these things, as long as we're friends with God, as long as we're contrite, God says, I will give you an opportunity to be purified even after your death. We call that purgatory. So that we can be washed clean and enter into the fullness of God's life. And that's why we celebrate All Souls Day. For all those who haven't been completely washed. For all those who have died somehow attached to their own greed or selfishness or anger. That we can remember to pray for them. That they may be washed clean. That they may enter into the fullness of the kingdom of God. And so, my sisters and brothers, I'm going to ask you to join with me in the litany for the holy souls. Your response will be, Lord, have mercy. And as we pray for each of these holy souls, or each of the people who have struggled with these things, ask God's mercy truly to be poured out upon them. For those who have died without asking for forgiveness, Lord, have mercy. For those who have died filled with anger,
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died spurning prayer,
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died without forgiving others,
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died filled with obstinacy,
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died hating their enemies,
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died neglecting their faith,
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died rife with resentment,
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died without ever saying, I'm sorry.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died not needing anyone else.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died given over to defiance or rebellion.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died in love of arrogance.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died enslaved to egoism or individualism.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died imbued with bitterness.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died attached to worldly pleasures and indulgence.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died oblivious to the poor and needy.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died bloated with self-love.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died indignant with and self-righteous.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died ungrateful and ungiving.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died dejected and defeated.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died smug and self-important.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died disheartened and disgruntled.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died longing for reconciliation.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died tormented by regrets.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died with disdain for purity.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died with a vengeful or spiteful spirit.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died with indifference toward holiness.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died with unconverted desires.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died isolated or alienated.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died unresponsive to God's friendship.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died infatuated with self-satisfaction. For those who have died surrounded by false idols.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died obsessed with avarice.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died cold and hard-hearted.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died cynical and skeptical.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died disappointed and hurt.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died suddenly and violently. For those who have died without being prepared.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died dismissive of the power of grace.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died deaf to God's word.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died without ever saying, I love you.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died without the benefit of the sacraments.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died who have not sufficiently expiated their faults.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died lost in their sin.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died yearning for divine mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died with the hope of eternal salvation.
Lord, have mercy.
Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace.
Amen.